Over the Line, in association with JFW Renewables, your local solar energy specialists.
Well, an awful lot of Galway hurling supporters would have sort of been hugely taken aback by the fact that Joe Canning decided to pack in his inter-county career during the week. A man that has given so much to Galway, so much to Portumna, and at 32 years of age. Yeah, he's still there in Portumna, yeah, absolutely, and he's still going to be a nightmare for any defence to mark him. But a man who's played with him, and I'm sure against him on a number of occasions, Cyril Donlan joins us on the telephone line. Cyril, how are you?
Good evening, lads, how are you?
Your own thoughts, Cyril, when you heard that Joe had decided to pack it in?
Disappointment and shock at the same time. I obviously felt he's a lot more to give, and I listened to the off the ball interview he spoke that morning where he didn't give it away, and then later on the day he came out with it. Now I've learned since that he had spoke to them in the dressing room below or made it known that he was done, and I suppose difficult after such a defeat as well, and maybe the manner of it for being way out and 15 or 16 points down, and to get a close back to 3 points at one stage, but Canning being central to that and setting up the 2 goals and winning a few puck outs, hitting the freeze, and you'd even wonder how would we have clawed ourselves back into the game if he wasn't on the field. So like going forward, it's very sad news for Galway. Obviously had loads to offer, but he's a man that, if you knew him and when you trained with him, he demanded an awful lot of everyone, hard work and high standards. And obviously, the skill level was a lot that played with him wouldn't be at his level. And he didn't demand people being at his level. Like, he was a contrary enough man to be on the pitch, but he demanded very high standards of himself. And possibly that slipping in the last year or two with him, and like he seemed a bit of a bet man in the interviews and downing himself a small bit, whether he known he's coming towards the end of the line or he's past his peak. But like, he could do another 3 years in a maroon jersey easily and still add huge value to that setup, but probably not at the standards he demanded of himself over the last number of years.
He's such a talented players, Cyril. This bracket of players are in the small percentage that really have it all, and you'll agree there, I dare say. And yeah, it's just, one would call him a perfectionist.
An extremely hard worker. I wouldn't even say a perfectionist, and he disagreed with that himself. Works very hard as his skills. Yeah. Obviously, definitely unique talent. But just pushed himself very, very hard, I suppose his career starting on the inside line, and then I suppose I think in Micheál's era trying to fit Galway towards him to get Joe getting the best out of everyone else. And I think when he went to 11, that's how it went on. We didn't have huge reliance on him because his passing range, his movement, like when he drifted out the field, teams couldn't just let him on a free roll. So they had to clamp on him, which opened up space for others. And I think that 16, 17, 18, like he was at the peak of his powers, but he allowed Galway to be at the peak of the powers because they brought everyone else into the game and they built a strategy around him. And let's say the championship games in that time, like Galway were very, very impressive.
Like, he was, would I be right in saying he started a bit of a trend because his perfection with the sideline cut, as I think, inspired others to just... It has now become an art form of the game where a lot more go over than don't.
And yeah,
I think he is just...
A lot more of Joe's went over than anybody else.
Yeah. I just think that other counties have followed. Other players, let's say.
Yeah, yeah.
Players.
And I suppose it's belief as well, and even the athletics is on at the minute in Tokyo, but wasn't it years and years no one could break 10 seconds in the 100-meter sprint? Mm. And then three sprinters or four sprinters broke it in a period of time, as far as I know. But like, he gave other counties belief that this could go on, and like the his free taking abilities as well, like the standards he was hitting and the percentages he was hitting over the number of years. And look at that, possibly like deserving of a second All Ireland. And I'd love to get I texted him last week now, just wishing him well. But I'd love to get chatting him sometime, even let's say the 12 and 15 All Ireland. Like probably unfortunate enough in the sense that he'd huge games. I remember the draw in All Ireland, the early goal in that was a huge moment. And over the years, the big moments in games like 2014 below in Tullamore, when draw game, he got a pint to level it. Shefflin came on as a sub, got a pint to go one up. Shefflin came on as a sub, got a pint going the other way at the very end to bring it to a replay. Just the pint in 2017, the All Ireland semi final versus Tipperary.
Yeah.
He had key moments in big games, and he's obviously dealt with pressure brilliantly during his time, but the expectations of himself and obviously the belief in himself to go and do that. And that takes its toll as well, the mental side of it. And he's coming up from Limerick for training, and that's not easy, travelling an hour. And I'd say he's just reflecting on it now, and with what you're saying there, with possibly being a perfectionist, and maybe he is in his own way, that when he sees a small bit of slippage in any regard, he can't deal with that or can't cope with that, and that's not good enough in his eyes.
And
but
of course,
in our eyes,
and he said it himself, he's had to, as you say, cope with what he's had to cope with. But he also had to cope with a lot of injuries over the years. And maybe sometimes we forget how many times Joe was in trouble and had to come back after them and back again. That in itself is a trait of, as you say, a man that works very hard.
Yeah, and the surgery he got at 16, he pulled his hamstring in the All-Ireland semi-final in 16. Surgery he got from that, that was nearly over 6 months out before he could run. He was in crutches for a long period of time, a couple of months. And it finished Paul O'Connell's career with the same type of injury. I think there was only an inch of what the hamstring was connected onto the bone. Like, very, very lucky he wasn't a career ender at the time. And came back in 17 and ended up getting Hurler of the Year. And if the truth be told, should have got Hurler of the Year in 2018 as well. Only for, I suppose, Limerick winning the first All-Ireland so many years, probably a Limerick lad had to get it. But his hurling in the summer of 18 was actually higher than what some of his performance were in 17. So he probably should have been deservedly back-to-back hurler of the year at the time. And just the injuries takes a toll on it. And maybe he's not sure. We've seen for Jason Flynn's goal where he handed off to him, Jason Flynn nearly passed it out to get the hand pass. Like, the legs were no doubt really slowing. But sure, the head was always there, and he sees things that no one else sees. Possibly David Burke has the same, let's say, range of ability in his skill level and to see things. And but no one else in a Galway in a dressing room that I've seen in my time has the same capabilities.
Also, Cyril, we've seen great players from other counties as well over the years. You know, great intercounty careers. But this man was at the forefront of one of the finest club teams as well throughout his career.
Yeah, and you see, he's an ultra competitor. And if you play Portumna in a club game, let it be 10 years ago when they were at the peak of their powers, or you play them in 3 weeks' time in Championship, they're a fierce, hard team, fierce competitive, and you'd have no problem. Kenny would have no problem. Like, you might have been in a Galway camp with him, getting on great, and have a great relationship with him, but the minute you cross the white line, I suppose he needed to have it over the years with the attention he got as well. He was well able to look after himself, and part of it was he didn't want to be bit, and another part of it, he had a streak to him that he could match that whenever that came his way, and that was part of his competitive edge. But Portumna had that in spades. So if you wanted to try and hurl Portumna, they had all the skills, but if you wanted to mix it with them, there were hardy boys up there, and they had no problem at that either.
Yeah, it's interesting.
There's one thing as well, Charles, well, about it, Cyril might allude to this. As a person outside the game of hurling, Cyril, you were actually in the Galway racetrack a number of years ago, in 2017, it was in the October fixture, and a friend of mine from Newry, Robbie McKevitt, who was a bookmaker, loves hurling, and asked me, could he meet you? He actually met you on the same day, the chap. He said he would love to meet Joe Kenny. I introduced Robbie to Joe in the stand that day up in the Panoramic restaurant. And the reception that Robbie McEvitt said to me afterwards, he says, for such a fantastic sportsman, he says, he's such a humble and an absolute gentleman, were his words. Mm-hmm. Oh, he told Robbie he was delighted to meet him as well. Lovely conversation for a couple of minutes. There was, he had time for everybody. Kids after matches, Cyril, you know it yourself.
Yeah. And look, he's a fierce, well-liked character. And I suppose you'd see two sides of him as well, in the sense that when we were in Galway camp, let's say, and obviously no phones, or if we were on a training weekend or wherever like that, he'd be great crack, full of mischief, like he'd be great old banter. And then, obviously, in the public limelight, he's actually a quieter, but he makes time for anyone that, let's say, wants a photo. And that, and there's a lot in that now. Like, he's probably signing autographs every few minutes. He's standing for photos, but in a nice, mannerly way about him, and gives up his time of that. And there's a lot of that going on now, and there's a long time going on, and it'll probably continue to go on long after he retires. And we can see the effect it has on other counties. Like, a lad from Cork sent me a video of a load of under-10s that had sent him well wishes after an under-10 training for a club team down in Cork there last week. And that right around the country, I suppose, the regard that he's held in, because he's gone to these places, he's met these people, he's stood for photographs, you know, and he's been a huge ambassador for Galway GAA, but also for GAA in the country.
Yeah, and he always went out onto the pitch after a game, whether it was a league game in November or in the muck in the spring or whatever, and just made sure that he spoke to everybody that wanted to speak to him. Anyway, we will hopefully see a lot more of him on the club championship scene over the next couple of years. And well done to Joe. And I think every sort of post you see on social media now is with the Galway colours on it is thank you, Joe, for all you did for Galway is the main message. And I think we'd all agree with that.
Over the Line, in association with JFW Renewables, your local solar energy specialists.